This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off with Cora. Hi, Cora.
Hi, Dr. Acer.
Good to talk with you, darling. What's going on?
Well, I took my routine mammogram, and I got a report that I was to come back in because it hadn't come out like they've normally come out. And I went in for the second mammogram and then an ultrasound, and the mammogram, the second mammogram and the ultrasound both show a difference in the last mammogram that I've had, and they want me to do a biopsy, have a biopsy done. So I'm trying to find out, I know it could go either way, but I'm trying to find out what kind of things. I just kind of randomly kind of happened upon your station yesterday, and I heard you talking to some man about reversing some things in that area, and I just want to know what kind of things can I do to possibly reverse anything.
Well, you don't know. First of all, you don't know that it's anything, right?
Right.
Okay, so you don't know that it's anything. So let's not even go there. Now, is the doctor wanting you to have a biopsy? You're saying they do, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of controversy with biopsies, and you've got a lot of people that say if you go in, you put the core needle, depending on the kind of biopsy they're going to do, they're probably going to do the needle biopsy where they go in. There's a lot of controversy that you're going to spread cancer cells everywhere, and it's something you don't want to do. There's a lot of research against that too, though. So I've worked very closely with some oncologists, and I know I can tell you this for a fact. If it was my wife, I would have her do the biopsy if they found something, because I would want to know what type of cells are in there. Or the other option is there a mass? Have they already found a certain size mass in there?
That's what they said they wanted to do the biopsy for.
That's what they want to do the biopsy for. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking my, are you asking my thoughts, or are you just wanting to know what you can do on the natural side to keep the body strong?
I'm trying to find out which way to go. I have no idea. I've never been down this road before, and I just need some help. I need to know something. I don't know what I'm up against.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think you definitely want to get another opinion. I would definitely go to another physician, whether it be a radiologist or an oncologist, and just maybe get some other opinions. Talk to someone about it. Go through maybe a 30-minute counseling time with them to get them to explain all the options. With the research that's out there right now, the biopsy, what they can do with it, with the information, is pretty remarkable. I was speaking with an oncologist the other day that I've worked with, and they were just telling me the research, you know, we think that there's, like with cancer research and all that, that there's just not been a lot of strides. But there really has. I mean, it's pretty incredible the leaps and bounds that they've made. And I'm a big advocate of natural all the way around. But I can tell you that if there's a biopsy that needs to be done, where they're trying to determine what kind of cells, whether it's in situ or not, whether it's invasive or not, that's really good information. And, you know, the other option is if they definitely had a mass that they saw, the option is you could ask the surgeon or ask the group that you're working with if they would just cut around the edges and get all the margins and then go that route and then test the tissue from there. That's another option. But then you don't know if it was invasive, then they have to go back in, you know, depending on the amount of margins that they got. So it's just one of those deals where I would get another opinion. I definitely would not go the route. I can tell you this. This is what I would do. If I was a woman, which I'm not, I definitely would not just do all the natural stuff and try to make it go away. I don't think that's smart. I just don't. I think you need to do everything you can right now, starting right now, everything you can to be healthy regardless of what might be there or might not be there. That's just good wisdom. That's just taking care of yourself. And I know you don't know what way to go and what... Here's the thing. Eating healthy, very important. And the foods that we put inside of our body become our body. Our body can only make new cells based on the foods that we eat every single day. So a lot of times with cancer cells or anything else, or any type of abnormal cells, they usually come on based on poor lifestyle choices over a long period of time. And the good news is we can make those. We're kind of in control of that. We can change our lifestyle choices. I mean, you control what you put in your mouth every single day, the food you eat or the things you drink or the stress that you take on or don't or the rest that you get or don't. So you're in control of that. That's good news. Just think about if you weren't in control of that. So you can kind of make those choices and make those changes in your life. So that's the first thing is you want to start eating healthy, following an anti-inflammatory diet. That's one of the best ways to go, keeping it balanced. And I talk a lot about that in my book. If you don't know, I've got a book out called Empowering Your Health. It's at all the bookstores. I would look at that and start maybe learning some of that information and seeing if it's something you might want to apply to your life. Because working with your physicians, they're going to come up with a good game plan for you. Get a second opinion, though. I think it's smart. Even a third opinion is smart. So you can have good information to make the right kind of decisions for your health. And there's a lot out there. But no matter what you do, you need to come up with a good game plan, or I guess a better way to say it, it would be smart to come up with a good game plan naturally to give your body everything that it needs so you can work alongside with your medical team all the way around so that you're making good choices. I mean, and the reason I'm saying that is because not exercising, not drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, not avoiding stress, and then eating fast food all the time, that doesn't add up. That just doesn't make sense because you got to do everything you can to be healthy. And you want to do everything you can by the choices you make to give your body every chance that it can to make those good new healthy cells. And it's just about education, educating yourself, empowering yourself so that you can have the kind of health that you're looking for and so that you have all the weapons that you need to battle anything that might come down the pipeline. And this might not be anything. And that's where your mindset needs to be. But your mindset also needs to be that you want to be prudent. And that you want to be wise, and you want to make good decisions right now. And you can. It sounds like you've got a great team around you. But get some other opinions, but definitely do something. Out of all those options, I think it is smart, because to leave it sitting there is not wise, and time is on your side. One of the greatest gifts that we have is time, and to use time for our advantage is something that is so important. So I hope that helps. And, you know, find out what's going on. If you want to call me back here on the show, you can. Or you can always email me. But we're here for you no matter what. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. We'll be right back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Find out more. Connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. Going to the break, I was talking with John, and John was asking the question about grains. I talk a lot about whole grains in the diet. Are they good for you or are they not? And people think, well, I'm not eating white bread, but I'm eating whole grain or whole wheat, and I'm thinking that that's good for you. Well, whole grains, although it's in the regular food pyramid that we use, currently is a standard in America, which I think is kind of called the SAD diet, the standard American diet, but it's something that we see, and a lot of people think they're being healthy by eating a lot of grains. They're getting their fiber cereal, all those kind of things, and they're supposed to be so good for you, and they're great for your bowel movements and the whole nine yards. But the reality is that they have a protein in grains, most of the grains, processed grains rather, in America right now. And the gluten is a protein that's really tough on the body. It does cross what's called the blood-brain barrier, number one. And that's in, obviously, it's like a piece of saran wrap that's around the brain. It's supposed to protect the brain from particles and from things getting into the brain. And the gluten itself, when it goes in through there, obviously can cause issues. They have found studies where that gluten can actually change and affect the DNA. And we've seen people and kids with autism that have come off gluten in their diets, and they've seen major changes in cognitive function, in the way that they think. And with your average adult, which most people used to think that in medicine, that with gluten itself, that obviously somebody who was gluten intolerant, they had celiac disease. And that was a big deal. And there's a test, an antibody test. And there's a couple different blood tests that can check to see if someone is gluten intolerant or not. And the reality is that beyond celiac disease, most people they have found are sensitive to gluten. That doesn't mean you could turn deathly ill like someone that is dealing with celiac. But it means that you can have a reaction to it. And a lot of the chronic fatigue and a lot of the depressions and a lot of the brain chemistry related issues that we have today, bipolar, and even though there's some genetic link to those, there also is a strong link to our diet and the things that we're putting inside of our body and how it can affect brain chemistry and how it can affect the overall body. Gluten also is a big stimulant to the digestive tract. It can cause a lot of food allergies and a lot of buildup in that area. So you have to be really, really careful, because when you're looking at it from that perspective, the irritable bowel syndromes and the Crohn's disease and the colitis and a lot of the different flare-ups and things that we see obviously are big deterrents. They're real challenges to the body. But one of the things you do is you take somebody off gluten for 7.5 to 8 weeks, because it does take about 7.5 weeks for gluten to clear out of the system. You put somebody on, or take someone off gluten for that period of time, and watch what happens to them. They'll clear up. Their stomach will start getting better. Digestion will start getting better. And it doesn't take a wonder miracle to do that. I mean, it doesn't take some miracle drug to do that. Now, some of the medications, like the Remicades and that sort of thing, are helpful. They're great band-aids. But they're not really getting to the root cause. And I'm kind of going down a rabbit trail with that, because there's so many people that struggle with this. And I know that grains in your diet are supposed to be really, really good, but I would challenge that, because I don't think grains are going to give you the amount of fiber and the fiber that would be as beneficial as fruits and vegetables. I would much rather see somebody eat a big bowl of spinach or a big bowl of fresh berries or maybe some black-eyed peas or chickpeas. You're going to get much more fiber in that regard. Plus, there's going to be much more nutrient. They're nutrient dense, where most grains are not. And although they have some nutrient value to them, even if it's whole grain, it doesn't matter. This stuff's pretty much garbage. I mean, if you eat grains, I'm a big fan of eating grains sparingly and not making it a habit. Now, if you do, you want to choose gluten-free. And a lot of the grocery stores and some restaurants are really coming on board and having gluten-free items and options, but a lot of the grocery stores definitely have replacements for whatever you eat that's flour-based. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of those that are available that you enjoy eating, there's always gluten-free options. So you might want to go to your store, check it out, just to have some. And still, even at gluten-free, you don't want to just chow down and eat grains all the time. Switch over and get those good lean-quality proteins, low-glycemic carbohydrates, such as fruits and vegetables, and those good healthy fats. And watch your health change. That's the big key. Your energy levels will go up, you'll feel better, and you'll be able to function at a higher level. Thanks for that question. Great, great question. A lot of people struggle with that and don't really know what direction to go. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, back pain, headaches, depression. You just lost your dog. Maybe you're going through a divorce. You just want to talk. That's okay. Whatever it is, we're here for you. This show is about you. It's about you. So make it about you. Call me and talk about anything. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful about it. This is your life. It's your health. And we want to help you through it. Let's go now to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you.
My question is, my mother and I are fixing to start your diet. Now, let me give you a quick rundown of my mother's history. Last year, she went through 4 surgeries with kidney stones. The first surgery, they had to put an emergency stent. And then they did 2 lithotripsies. And then they finally just went in with a laser and had to eradicate her kidney stones. Now, that we've got that cleared up. The problem is she still has a recurring infection in her kidneys.
Hmm.
And she also has irritable bowel syndrome. And she has right hip, she needs surgery, and her left knee, she needs surgery to replace both of those items. And she has fibromyalgia. Now, my main question is, we're fixing to start your anti-inflammatory diet.
Okay.
And she has the irritable bowel syndrome. And she's worried about all of the vegetables that she lists in the book for the carbohydrate part of the diet.
Okay.
She's worried about that giving her problems.
Okay. That's a valid question. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I don't want to give you a quick answer on that because with you guys coming up with a game plan, which I think is great you're doing it together, by the way. I think that's going to be good accountability. It's going to be good for her. It's going to be good for you, too. But hang tight, and we'll talk about the anti-inflammatory diet, how to get started with it, how it affects irritable bowel syndrome, and also possibly what she can do about that constant infection. This is On Call.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. New rules call for healthier school lunches. Finally, somebody is making this happen. It's been just crazy. You think back when you were in school and the kind of school lunches. I mean, ours were horrible. I mean, terrible. I mean, I look back at what I ate for lunch. There was a point I really got onto my health kick when I was probably a junior in high school. Now, health kick was milk does the body good. So, of course, I was drinking milk, homogenized, pasteurized milk that's non-organic. But, nevertheless, I thought it was healthier than drinking Cokes and sodas and all that. And, you know, evidently, and it is, if you had to pick. But I can make an argument for that one, too. But also, I mean, you think about the hamburgers and the french fries and the pizzas and the puddings, and I mean, it was just horrible. But I got on my health kick about midway, I guess through my junior year in high school, started working out all the time, and I just got into all that fitness stuff and health stuff, and I was eating, I started bringing my lunches to school, and things really changed. And when I look back on that, just thinking about the nutrition that you got at school, I mean, my mother was a really good cook, and she was very, very sweet lady. She's amazing still to this day. She would always cook me, made sure I had a healthy breakfast, and I was one of those fortunate, blessed kids that just had one of those moms. She was just, she's a great lady. I just think the world of her. And, you know, and always have a healthy dinner. But it was one of those deals where, you know, parents just trust that the school is going to take care of their kids and they're going to feed them if for whatever the cost is, $4 or $5 or whatever it is a day. And, but the food was really bad. And I know that's been a real issue, especially with our young people dealing with things at an early age like diabetes and just some of these health challenges that we're seeing with our kids. And our kids are just fat. I mean, they're just getting big. And what's up with that? So we've got to make some changes. And I know Michelle Obama is she has her campaign that she's been working on to really help kids get healthy and schools change their ways, and she's had her own deal with that. She's been really on the kick with kids and diabetes, and I really applaud her for that. I mean, First Lady is, I think it's a great effort on her behalf. Little things. If we can affect our young people today and make small impacts in their life, I think it can lead to a greater future for them because we are what we eat, and we see it every single day. I was working with an oncologist and just hanging out with him the other day, and it was amazing just seeing how cancer forms and just really getting into the nitty-gritty and the details of the science behind it and seeing a lot of the imaging and seeing specimens from surgery and the actual tumors themselves and how long it takes to form. And it was amazing because different oncologists will have different takes and they have different thoughts, but there's one underlying root cause. We know there's genetic involvement, but also the environmental and lifestyle factors that play such a role. And it's amazing that it's tough to really pinpoint at what age and when your body starts accumulating those cancer cells, because we get cancer every day. It's just our immune system is very strong and it goes in and it'll fight off those cells and break them down and kill them so that they're not detrimental to us. But when you really start looking at the physiology of the body and how it works, if we could start teaching our young people, our kids, to live a healthy lifestyle at an early age and how to manage that and how to take care of themselves and to make better choices and to make healthier choices, it's just such a great way to go. And it's something that if we can start doing that now in our schools and everybody can get on board with it as a country, then our generation coming up after us is going to be in a much better place. But the article talks about the U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He unveiled new nutritional guidelines aimed at upgrading school meals to improve children's health and curb the country's obesity crisis. In a national telephone news briefing, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the proposed rule will raise standards for school meals for the first time in 15 years and make critical changes to food served to nearly 32 million youngsters daily. Good. Way to step up. The proposed rules will add more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and fat-free and low-fat milk to school meals that are based on recommendations from the Institute of Medicine. Schools will be required to limit levels of saturated fat, sodium, calories, and trans fat in meals, Vilsack says. The United States is facing an obesity epidemic and crisis of poor diets, which threaten the future of our children and our nation, Vilsack says in a news release. With many children consuming as many as half their daily calories at school, strengthening nutritional standards is an important step in the Obama administration's effort to combat childhood obesity and improve the health and well-being of our kids. He says raising a healthier generation of children will require hard work and commitment of a host of partners, and the upgraded standards could pose challenges for some school districts. But he says the new Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act provides new resources and technical assistance to help schools raise the bar for our kids. School meal programs are a partnership of the USDA, state agencies, and local schools, and the Agriculture Department has pledged to help upgrade the food programs. I think it's great. Two things, though, if you're going to upgrade the kids' programs, I mean, my gosh, at least take out the whole grains or minimize those or go gluten-free. It's not that much more expensive, gang. It's really not. Spend a little bit extra on our kids. I'd rather you see you charge an extra dollar at lunch and get a little bit better stuff in there. The milk needs to go. Chocolate milk needs to go. What the world is going on with that? Put goat's milk in there. Of course, that's not going to happen. But anyway, I'm going to rant about that. Anyway, coconut milk would be great, too. There's a lot of options. Let me make up the school lunches for these kids. They'll be rocking and rolling. Be my thoughts about it. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome. And we were talking earlier, Stephanie, about your mom. And one thing I was talking about before I got on my little rant there is that with the hip and the knee and the irritable bowel syndrome, we were kind of talking about what to do. And I was talking also, this is a real key. Whenever you get into a place, Stephanie, that you're going to do a diet with someone, and your mom, I know she's got some other things going on, especially with the recurrent infection, but whenever you get into working on a diet together, and whenever you start really working on things together, and you're going to start a new game plan together, I would continue working with our physician on clearing up that infection, because they're probably using, I mean, have them continue to culture her urine and whatnot to be able to check and make sure that it's completely gone. If she's having some blood in there, then, you know, stay with your physician on that. And if they're wanting to do antibiotics, no problem on that. I would encourage you to follow whatever they're laying out. I can tell you there's some things that can adjunctly help in antibiotics to clear up the infection. And that's silver that you can get in a health food store. It's a liquid silver. It's very good. It's antibacterial and antiviral. It can work very well. Astragalus is good too, and higher amounts of vitamin C. And believe it or not, cranberry extract. Now, you can drink cranberry juice. That's no problem if you want to do that. However, they make a cranberry extract, and they kind of grind up cranberry, real cranberries, and they put it in a capsule form, and they found that that works very, very well. So that's something else that can be helpful in addition to what's going on. And don't forget, heavy amounts of probiotics are really, really good and something you might want to consider. Again, you just go to follow what's over on the label that you get at the health food store. But with her changing her diet, and I know this is involving you too, but let's focus on her for a minute. With her changing her diet, she's going to see a big improvement, in my thoughts, in my opinion, about her hip and her knee. Because when she starts cutting down inflammation in the body, it's going to make a huge difference. Huge difference in joint-related pain, body aches and pains. And it really will. And I think she'll notice a big difference. And with irritable bowel syndrome, I know she's concerned about the vegetables and certain foods that we have listed in the anti-inflammatory diet. But we found over long periods of time of people changing their diets and getting on the vegetables and whatnot, if she cuts out, see, because you've got to remember, she's going to be cutting out a lot of the foods that were stimulating the inflammatory process in the first place. So by her cutting out cow's milk, dairy, and cutting out grains, bread, pasta, and cereal, crackers, and all of that sort of thing, I think she'll notice that maybe where vegetables really bothered her before, that by getting gluten out of the diet, the casein protein, which is in the cow's milk, out of the diet, she's going to notice a big change in the way that she feels and the way her body's able to handle the vegetables. Now, it might not be the case in the very beginning, but you'll probably see a change as time goes on, and that might be something you want to just stay on top of. And you might want to just process of elimination, take out the things that are really bothering her and just keep the ones in there that are not. But make sure she gets a good lean quality protein like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats with her meals. The healthy fats are very, very important at keeping the inflammation down in the body. And also, it's going to help rebuild and strengthen the immune system in a lot of ways. So I think you'll be impressed. And you just kind of follow on target with her. But I think it's great you're doing it together. It is. And with the hip and knee issues, see, a lot of times women at your mom's age won't digest and process calcium very well because they don't have enough vitamin D. So you can get a blood test done with your primary care physician on vitamin D. Keep it between 70 and 90 on that blood test, and you'll be amazed at what will happen with joint-related pains in the body, especially once you get the inflammatory foods out to get the body functioning better and at a higher level. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening On Call.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation, information and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with? You want to talk about it? Well, we can. That's what this show is all about. So make sure you call. Now, here's the deal. If you're thinking about somebody you love, friend, a family member, coworker, a loved one, somebody that's really struggling with their health, we want to help them too. And it's always great to actually talk about it with you, about them, so you can go empower their health and empower their life. Because think about it, every time you talk to someone, people are struggling with health issues nonstop. I mean, it's unbelievable. When you ask someone how they're doing, they're either going to lie to you, or half of them will, and say, oh, I'm fine, which they just means they don't want to tell you how they're really feeling. Or they'll start telling you about something with their health. Big toe hurts. We got a headache today. Oh, you know, I got my back pain today. Or I got the indigestion. Or I got the gout. Or the sugar diabetes. Or whatever. Like you, most of the times, 99.9% of the time, you don't have anything to say. What are you going to say about all that? Yeah, my grandmother has that. What are you going to say? What if you had an answer? What if you had that encouraging word? Something says, hey, you know, I heard this guy on the radio, and I think something this could help. And you told them something that maybe was so simple, that was so common sense, that impacted their life. You don't have to be a doctor to do that. You just be a friend that's sharing good information to be able to empower someone. We'll be encouraging. It's good stuff. Quote for the day comes from Aristotle. He says, we are what we repeatedly do. That's good right there. I can just stop right there for the quote for the day. We are what we repeatedly do. We are our actions, we are our words, we are what we think every single day. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but it's a habit. Think about that and apply that concept to every area of your life. Let's go to Matt right now. Hi, Matt. Welcome.
Well, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. How can I help, man?
I recently was in the hospital for some chest pains to my heart, and they found 90% blockage in one of my arteries and 60% in my right atrial tube, which is, and they haven't corrected. They said it hasn't been that bad yet, but I'm calling to find out ways to correct that. I had struggled with weight pretty much most of my life. And in my 20s, I lost 100 pounds. Due to a low-fat diet, gained a few back, but apparently that hasn't been working. To see I'm 31 years old now and I got all these problems with my arteries. So I'm wondering if you could suggest how to fix me.
We need to get a toolkit out and start working.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But here's the key. I mean, with anything going on with your health, first, you have to have kind of what I call a made-up mind. And when you make the decision that you want to get well, that means that you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be. When you get to that place, that's when everything changes. That's when you can truly say that I'm ready. And you can truly say that no matter what, I'm ready to get well. I'm ready to stay well. I'm ready to live well. And If you get to that place, then the actual task at hand is pretty darn easy. So that would be the first thing I would say to you, is, you know, do you want to get well? Are you ready? Is it something that you want just because you don't want to be sick anymore, or is it something you want because you want to be healthy for your family? Tell me the reason. I mean, obviously you got blocked arteries. It's time, but is that the one thing thrusting you into it? What's making you want to make the change? Because
I want to live for my retirement. I'm 31 years old.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
You have kids?
One kid, yeah.
Yeah. You want to be healthy for them, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm not ready to die. And like I said, I want to live life and to everything it's got.
You believe you can live life with everything it's got? You believe
that? Well, I hope so. I keep on pushing every day. And like I say, I'm just calling you to try to get some advice on I'm taking a fish oil now. I never did that before. And a lot of people say that helps. And I just want to get all the answers I can get.
I understand. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, you're going down the right path. That's why I was asking you those questions. Now, let's talk about it for just a moment. What are you doing? What is your height and weight right now?
Right now, I'm about 240 and I'm 5'11".
So fighting weight for you would be about 185.
Huh?
Is that where you want to be? About 185?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, that can happen, but you've got to make some radical changes right now. You realize that, right? I mean, you have to make some major changes to drop that kind of weight. But if you do that, you're going to cut your chances you're going to increase your chances of good heart health. But there's a lot you can do to make that happen. This is what I want to challenge you to do first, okay? Because this is going to be a step-by-step process. I know you're calling me for a game plan. Here's the game plan. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Read it cover to cover. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet in there and just get on the foundational four supplements. And the reason I'm saying that, I'm encouraging you to read and make your own decision because I think that's going to be a good starting point for you. The motivation, the encouragement, and the direction will be in there to help you. Stay with your primary care physician as you go through this process. Go to him or she, he or she, and get some blood work done. This is a real strong encouragement to you, okay? Get the blood work done that you need so they can check and see exactly what's going on with your health all the way around. And it's going to be a good point for them to look at just by getting that done. And I think you'll find some good information when you do that. This is Dr. Asa on call. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.